Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mr. Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass.
How polite you are today. What's wrong with you?
And Mr. Matt, well, after yesterday's formal proceedings, I thought I'd just act a little more formally today.
The gentleman from Northumberland has the floor.
Yes, Mr. Matt Cotrillo tells us that traffic-wise, everything's clearing out around here. So far, so good. We appreciate that. We invite folks to call in today. We did enjoy watching some of
the
impeachment proceedings yesterday. We have a link posted.
You like to pull the wings off of flies, too?
And I'll give you my gut reaction here in a little bit. I only watched a little of it, but I saw the morning when Mr. Kent and Mr. Taylor were tag-teaming it, and very interesting. So, but more importantly, I would love to have everyone else's reaction. What did you see? What didn't you see? Did you see any good quid pro quo getting dished out? I didn't, but we'll find out. We do have an opportunity.
Or did you spend the day watching novellas on Telemundo?
No, I don't watch those. But we would love to hear from you. We are going to hear from one caller today at 9:06, Mr. Dan Muser, the congressman from Dallas, PA, in the 9th District. He's going to call in. He's one of the many people who says the whole impeachment is a sham. So we'll get his impression. And I think the other thing we can talk to him about.
You just gave us his impression.
Well, he'll say more. I'll do an impression of Dan. Well, I think that's a sham. Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'll do Fred Keller. You do Dan.
Okay. How do you do, Fred Keller? Well, this is what my people sent me to Washington to do.
Now, Fred doesn't talk like that
to begin with. All right, so my impression's bad. All right.
That's why I'm doing Fred.
Okay. Well?
My fellow Americans.
No.
This is a sham.
Okay. All right. Well, you're just reading a tweet. All right. So Dan Muser's going to call in. But we'll take open phones now. What was your impression yesterday? Did you see the quid pro quo? CNN saw it. I didn't. But and we know Joe didn't. He didn't see it even beforehand. So
but you know what's even
officially.
You're missing the most amazing thing.
Oh, am I? I'm such a misser of things.
Well,
how about this? You're missing
the
sponsor.
Well, that's because you started talking about this, and now you don't want to continue. You want to read commercials.
Sponsored by the Sun.
And that's a good idea, by the way.
I'm contractually obligated to do so, and more than pleased to announce that the Sunbury Motor Company is our umbrella sponsor. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. I'll have lots more to say about them as we approach the end of the show. Our toll-free line is wide open. Call us now with your impression of Fred Keller. 1-800-795-9565. Your impression of Mr. Taylor or Mr. Kent or Congressman Schiff or Congressman Jordan.
Well, Schiff's easy. I know nothing. I see nothing.
Oh, no, he's the greatest patriot the Democrats ever had. 1-800-795-9565.
Right up there with Benedict Arnold.
1-800. Oh, is he a Democrat?
Yes,
I didn't know
was.
That. I doubt. You're fibbing. 1-800-795-9565. We would very much like your impression. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Today we do have some emails pending. I don't know if there's any related to the impeachment or not. There is one text related to that. Nope, no, it relates to the president's tenure in office. So we'll still read it. You can text us at 70236. That's 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
But you know what really got me, and you didn't mention it. Supposedly, this revelation that someone, I think it was Kent, or was it Kent, or was it the other guy who said that someone overheard a conversation between the president and I forget who it was, the Ukrainian or the European Union, Economic Union ambassador.
Okay.
In which the president supposedly, on the cell phone call, was asking about the investigation in the Bidens. And CNN this morning and MSNBC are treating this like it's the gospel truth, an overheard conversation. It wouldn't be allowed in court.
It's not a court proceeding.
And they're saying, well, we have new testimony, earth-shaking testimony
today. Breaking news.
Yeah, I mean, come on. There is absolutely, and then the guy's going to testify tomorrow behind closed doors. You know, well, I don't blame him. If I were a sneaking eavesdropper, I wouldn't want to come out in the public and say, well, I eavesdrop on people's conversations, and this is what I heard.
All right, so Joe's skeptical. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would just love to hear from you. Bonnie, thank you so much for calling. You are on the mark.
You know, yesterday you made some comments about Fred Keller defending our president. How would you like it if somebody came in WKOK, took you out in handcuffs with no trial or nothing, and said you were guilty? That's the same thing they're doing to our president, and Fred Keller is defending that.
Well, this is
so why would you say such nasty things about Fred yesterday?
Oh, I didn't say anything nasty. What did I say that was nasty?
He said he'll soon be a millionaire because he's with the right people. That's a nasty comment.
Okay.
And Fred's such a good guy.
I agree.
You owe that man an apology.
All right. Everybody says that.
And the rest of your listeners, because that was so wrong.
Haven't you ever seen anybody become a millionaire in Washington, D.C.?
Okay. There are some, but that does not mean Fred Keller is in that category.
Gotcha. All right, noted. Yes, thank you so much.
I apologize to the man. He deserves it.
Well, if he were here, I will certainly talk to him about that.
Well,
it's
I
just
think
something's
gone.
Nope, she's still there.
Nope,
still
she's
red.
Gone.
Oh, it's gone. Well, anyway, as I was trying to say before you hung up, the congressman is a public person. You are allowed to criticize your elected people. I'm not criticizing him as a person. I certainly hope he and I are still friends. I know that as soon as he got to Washington, he was asked to be part of this GOP gauntlet that's sticking directly to the president, even though the president is very wrong on a lot of these topics. But Fred Keller has decided to join on that. He uses most of his official tweets to just do partisan tweets that relate to the impeachment. And so that is the very definition of the vortex. We talked about this with Senator Gordner, doing votes for the Republican Party that do not benefit the constituents around here.
In his opinion.
In mine.
Well, okay. Well, so you're stating your opinion as a fact that do not benefit his constituents. You're making an assumption you can't back up.
Joe, what's the name of this show?
On the Mark.
What's the nature of the show?
It's a discussion program.
Are you not supposed to express opinions?
You are. I'm just telling you your opinion's wrong.
Oh, I said, well, that's fine. And so did Bonnie, and I appreciate that, and we'll take more comers. It's a full-time job for people around here to call this show and tell me I'm wrong. But listen, that's my opinion. I honestly think that Fred Keller has changed considerably.
Really?
It's not nasty if you criticize your congressman.
No.
I think what it is it's the American way, and I'm actually quite tired, actually, of people saying, well, you're being un-American, Mark, because you don't support the Republican Party.
Well, I don't say you're being
un-American. Or you don't support the president, or you actually question John Gordner. Well, Mark, you are an un-American communist. Now, honestly, folks, this is the way the country's set up. We are supposed to question authority. You are supposed. That's what makes America great, is that you do. If you see anything wrong in Harrisburg or Washington, you can question it. You can write a letter. You could.
But don't you need facts?
Haven't you even been, like, in a rally down in Harrisburg on the radar topic, saying, okay, this is a great idea. These guys are dragging their feet.
Right. Well, we've done a lot of research on it.
Well, you un-American. They're doing it on their time. You are a communist, Joe.
We did research before we went.
Go to Canada, will you? Paul, you're on the mark.
Okay. Where do you guys get your information? Because
out of a trash can.
Who do you believe? I have a book that was published by the United States government military on the history of World War II. And they name the people that flew in the Enola Gay in their hometowns and what their job was.
You mean in the Japanese?
No. The United States Air Force. Hey, Colonel Paul Tibbetts and his plane.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Kirk.
Right, right. Okay. And all that whole crew.
But
thank
they
you.
They have, as the navigator, Theodore Van Kirk, and his hometown is New Cumberland.
Oh, so you found an error.
So why did Northumberland bury him in his town?
Oh, you found an error. Good for you.
Okay. Well, that's
it's not an uncommon typo. I've seen that. All right, we got you, Paul. Good catch. Yeah, super duper. I'll tell you what.
I believe that Paul, that he was from Northumberland, the Dutch Van Kirk.
Yeah, no kidding. Harry, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mark, I have to come to your defense here. I agree with you that criticizing somebody who is in office doesn't mean you're un-American. I mean, let's be honest. I often think that I would try to think like some of these guys in Washington, but my head will not fit in that orifice that is necessary to think like them. I can't get my head that far up my derriere.
Anyway, come on, move on.
You know, this whole thing with the impeachment is a microcosm of that. We are, because we deal in extremism, not realism, in the world anymore, not just in politics, but especially in politics, we make this, this whole thing is more about ideology. I have stated in the past that if you want to investigate and possibly impeach other people in Congress or in any kind of government because they had dealings with lobbyists or foreign governments trying to curry favor with those governments, you could take probably 90% of the people in government out right now and take them out. And I think this is just a strange fight to pick. And I find it amazing that some of it, you know, the big bombshell yesterday was overheard testimony. You wouldn't be able to admit that if you, in a court of law, had you brought this to a trial. It's just a real dog and pony show, and it's a waste of time and effort, I believe. And I wouldn't care who it was. I wouldn't care if it was, Pelosi, Schumer, Clinton. I don't care. I just think it's a travesty and a waste of time.
Well, and one of our good listeners, John Shipman, sent an email out yesterday talking about the fact that there was every president that has been a Republican has been the subject of impeachment legislation in the House on the part of the Democrats. Now, of course, none of it went anywhere in previous administrations until this particular one. But he says, the Democrats do this all the time. That it is, well, I mean, you could conclude, he didn't, I can. It is just political. And so, it's a huge waste of time. I definitely think the president, you know, should not do what he did, and that's, you know, make military aid tied to a political rival, if you even accept that is true. But even so, that's the wheelie-dealie that makes things happen, is the way that you use influence and funding.
Let's face it, all foreign aid comes with strings attached.
I think that, you know, we're making a big fuss, and I'm not arguing whether it's right or wrong. I don't know that part, okay? I'm no expert on what is right or what's wrong in policy or anything like that, but we're making a big to-do over something that is done by absolutely everybody who's been in office.
Well, not only that, but all foreign aid comes with strings attached. If you want to start releasing the strings, let's release all the strings that have been attached to our foreign aid over the years.
Yeah, I mean, that's I'm with you in total agreement on that. I just think this is a strange fight to pick, to spend this kind of time, effort, and money when there are true problems in this country. I mean, I respect the office of the President of the United States, and whether I have liked who was elected or not, I still respect the fact that that person has been president, but it doesn't mean that because I didn't like their policies or like them that I had to go after them. And that's what this smacks of to me. I find that, you know, and again, I wouldn't care what party it was. This is just wrong. Just wrong.
All right. Thank you so much, Harry. Appreciate the call.
Thanks
Harry, for checking in. Talking impeachment. Last caller before a quick break. Bill, you got the floor. Go right ahead. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, where you brought up Democrats in the past, but you have to understand that these Democrats are pushing this narrative is because when the facts come out within a year, people are going to jail. They're going to be wearing handcuffs. They're fighting for their lives, right? And the facts are, with all the depositions and the paperwork and everything that's going to come around, and for you to not study the facts and be so one-sided against Trump because you don't like the way he tweets and whatnot, you're no different than Shifty Schiff. I mean, you're on the same stage as him, just pounding fake stuff. the facts are going to come out, and people are going to wear handcuffs, and they're fighting for their lives.
Who do you think is fighting for their life in particular, and is going to wind up in handcuffs?
The FBI, the CIA, Nadler, Brennan, all of them, they have dirt on all these politicians, and when they go down, listen, Comey's going to sing like a bird, and all of them are going to be exposed. Pelosi's son was taking money in Ukraine that has never come up, which will come up, she went into office making $100,000 a year. She's in a politician for 30 years. She's worth $250 million she's worth. How they're corrupt.
Good investments?
Sound advice.
Yeah.
She's selling advice or something.
Well, but seriously, I understand.
What have they done? Trump has done more now. What have they done? They haven't done nothing. And Trump is worried about the common American.
Well,
right? If they open borders, offer free health care, and open borders, we're going to be a third world country within 10 years.
Well, I don't disagree with everything.
Not be able to handle it.
Bill, I don't disagree with everything the president does. I know everybody had a big tizzy when he, pulled our troops out of Syria, but I think
25 soldiers.
The president says they were the linchpin of that group. Now, they may only be 25 individuals.
Every president fumbles and may make an error or whatever, but you got to give Trump this. He's learning as he goes, and he'll make it correct, and he'll make it better.
I didn't say it was an error. I agreed with...
He's making it better. I'm worried about the Americans.
Okay. All right, we got you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call.
Absolutely.
When all this is debunked, it's going to be Joe Calls It Right. That's the new name of the show.
Joe Calls It Right.
That's all right. Well, perfect. You said about Shifty Schiff, we're going to have to call you Murky Mark.
Okay, that's fine.
Murky Mark over there.
All right, and Baldy Joe's across from me. That's all I can think
of. It doesn't rhyme.
Well, and plus it's just a true statement. It's not really
the jerk.
There you go.
Better?
Jerky Joe is over.
Joe. All right. And Murky Mark.
I wasn't permitted to finish my point, but I think the president should have pulled out of Syria. I know that we should continue to somehow support the Kurds. There's no argument there. And I listen to people, and I hear when they say that you're violating an alliance when you do that. But fewer soldiers, fewer places, better. Less violence, fewer global influence, better. That's my view. The president was spot on. All right, we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. Do as several folks have done. Email us at onthemark@wdkok.com.
Hey, you. It's time for Sunbury Motors to eat their remaining 2019 Ford leftovers. Choose from over 20 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes for as low as $17,585. Love compact SUVs? Sunbury Motors has the leader of the pack. The 2019 Ford 4x4 EcoSport slashed to just $20,525. SMC would give these away, but they know you'd feel guilty. Take up to $9,000 off new 2019 Ford Edges, up to $10,000 off new Ford 2019 Fusions, and up to an amazing $12,000 off on new 2019 Ford Expeditions. That's a whole lot of amazing. Pick from over 65 new 2019 leftover F-150s, with total savings up to $14,750 off MSRP on 4x4 Super Cruise. Feast on Sunbury Motors 2019 Ford leftovers by November 30th before they're all gone. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving all of Central PA for 105 years. Gobble, gobble, hey.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, it is an opinion show. If you don't like Joe's opinion, which is very common, call 1-800-795-9565. If you really hate my opinion, dial faster, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Marcia, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning. I got to watch a lot of the proceedings yesterday on TV until DirecTV decided that they weren't on the air and couldn't find out why. Anyway, what I found, and just my opinion, Taylor, when he was testifying or whatever, he was talking to the Democrats and answering their questions. He could read everybody's mind. He knew what they were thinking. He knew what they were going to think. Just unusual. I couldn't get over how mind-boggling he was. But when the Republicans asked him a question, well, I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what was on his mind. It was just really whatever. But I think the only way that the Democrats can be assured that, Trump will not be reelected is if they get him impeached. That's their only way they can guarantee that he won't come back into office. And every time somebody complains, well, Trump promises this and promises that, and he didn't do this and he didn't do that, everything that he has tried to do good for the people, the Democratic Party, which is stupid, you're supposed to be there for everybody, not for just a party, just a name. They vote against it, making him look bad. They vote okay for the for Obama for this, and they said, well, and the same exact thing comes up for Trump, and they said, well, no. You know, they're so two-faced. They're supposed to be there, and they've started since day one. For almost 4 years, that's all they have been doing is trying to get him. Now, his mouth does get him in trouble, don't get me wrong. Mine does, too. But, you know, that's all they've been trying to do, and I think their only way to guarantee him never coming back into office is to somehow get him impeached.
Well, I want to say one sentence to you, and that's that I agree with you. I think the impeachment will backfire, and that one of the reasons he'll be reelected is a wide range of Republicans who hold their nose when they voted for him the last time.
That's not a quick sentence.
Will do so quickly this time, comma, because of the impeachment. They'll view him as a victim of the impeachment.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, Marcia, did you know that, Marcia?
If he's impeached, can he still write him in?
He can still run.
Yeah, he can still run again. Nothing says he can't. Unless he's convicted of a crime and in jail, he could run again. But here's the thing. Did you notice Adam Schiff yesterday kept interrupting the Republican questioners, and he let the Democrats go?
Yeah,
so much for impartial fairness.
And when they were answering questions, they took their good old time for the Republicans, and they were real quick when the Democrats were talking.
Yeah.
But let me say, you know, I'm not just here doing my opinion. I'm not for the Democrats or the Republicans. But, yes, I did.
You're for America.
Well, I think you're like me. You're for fairness. The process has to be fair if we're going to unseat an American president.
It was not fair. It's definitely, and it's all hearsay.
Yeah.
How many people sit in and listen? I can't even hear my husband's telephone calls when he has it on speaker. Wow. You know what I mean? How can you overhear someone and say that's what you heard?
Well, I was eavesdropping on a call Mark made the other day, and he was planning to steal a chicken, so we should call the police.
So I can be arrested on hearsay. Just on...
Ryan, we know you had that chicken.
Well, I noticed that yesterday. There is a lot of mind reading going on really
Absolutely.
Everybody's part.
And
Congressman Schiff seems to know what everybody's thinking. So, all right. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah, let me just say real quickly, since I'm viewed as the loyal opposition to the president, I really hate his bombastic nature. He has done a few things that I've agreed with. Anything that scales back or lessens overseas military and brings them home is fine by me. I think we got way too much going on overseas with our military. He's done a couple of those elements, and I agree with all of them. I don't agree with some other things, like there's some particular immigration elements, but other things I do agree with. I just hate his bombastic nature and the tweets and all that kind of thing. If you just keep his mouth shut, he'd just be a normal president with whom I disagree some things. Joe, read, please.
All right, EB says, it's clear from yesterday's impeachment hearings that it doesn't matter what damning evidence might come out. Republicans, including Fred Trump Toady Keller, have decided they're going to defend Trump no matter what. Same goes for conservatives across the country. Every accusation could be proven beyond the shadow of a doubt, and conservatives will just shrug their shoulders and say, so what? At least one party in this country still has enough patriotism to want to get to the bottom of this and protect our election process. Only question here, EB, is none of these accusations have been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, so you really don't know how conservatives would react.
Mike, you're on the mark.
Democrats have a new campaign slogan for 2020. If you like your impeachment charade, you can keep it.
That's a good one.
Here's what I mean. That was a little bit of jest, but here's what I mean. Right now, and Mark, I agree with you a little bit that this could backfire on the Democrats, but I think they're being successful. And by that I mean they are picking off people. And I'll give you an example, like myself. People that I know that are in my same racial category, socioeconomic status, marital status, all that stuff. They voted for Trump last time, but right now what they're telling me is they are just getting so tired of all of this, okay? And when I say all this, I'm talking about the impeachment, and I'm talking about Trump's tweets. And The Democrat message is, if you just go with us, we'll get rid of all that noise and all that, make all those things making you uncomfortable, and we'll give you somebody that, you know, you can at least tolerate. It may not be a Republican, but you can tolerate them. So basically, if you like your impeachment process, you can keep it.
All right. Yeah, I think it could backfire. I'm not sure that I'm so confident that I think it will necessarily. I just think it could, and I think it's a real gamble. I'm sure the Nancy Pelosi had statistics and research to show that it will not backfire. But I think if he's impeached, he won't be convicted in the Senate. And what's going to happen is some folks are going to say, well, he's a victim of a political charade or a sham, as he would say.
Democrats
will use that to try to take the Senate over. They'll say that the Republicans are just lawlessness.
They missed their opportunity. Okay. Could happen. Mike, thank you so much. Congressman Huser is coming up. He's going to be our next caller. If all goes well, we'll do some news headlines after his call as well. Thanks for the emails and the calls. This is News Radio 1070 WDK, OK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. We really appreciate his help and hard work. We have asked for and received a call this morning from U.S. Congressman Dan Muser in the 9th District. Lives in Dallas, PA. Recently elected. I say recently. He's been in for, 11 months now. So, by all accounts, doing precisely what he said he would do if he went to Washington, and there he is. Good morning, Congressman. Thank you so much for checking in.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate it. Joe McGranahan's with us, too. So, the impeachment, just your observations from what you saw yesterday.
Well, what I saw yesterday was, frankly, a lot more of the same.
Ooh, that didn't sound good.
I think we just lost the Congress.
I think we have he probably has a loose or a weak signal.
Well, I think what happened is that there was a Democrat on the line who cut him off whenever.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Gee, I hope he's still not talking and thinking he's on the air.
Oh, dear. Well, it certainly sounded like, all right, well, we'll stand by. I still have to read my preamble at the beginning of the show, so I'll go ahead and do that, and hopefully he'll get reconnected.
Unless that was all he had to say. I heard was more of the same. Goodbye.
Yeah, he said he had time for a brief call this morning. Well, there he goes. All right, we'll let Rob handle that. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. I think that's funny what you said. That's all I really... Thank you, Mark. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the number that he's dialing. There he is. Good morning, Dan. What a time for a random cut off of the phone.
Yeah, when you said you had only a little to say.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
All right, you're back on.
Great. Well, I am in Washington on my way to my second meeting today. We stay pretty busy here. Unfortunately, we spend a lot of time on this impeachment process. You know what, Mark? You think about it. You got 435 members, but they got their staffs, and whether they're on the committees or not, they're spending at least half their time on this impeachment procedure / sham / kangaroo court proceeding, and it's unbelievably frustrating. I got to tell you, yesterday was probably my most frustrating day as a member of Congress. I only saw about an hour or so, and certainly saw it on the news last night, of yesterday's hearing. And you know, the comments are, you know, we have the phone call. I mean, the transcript. That's what took place. Now they're doing their very best to try to find innocence with a presumption of guilt, or a better way of putting it, they're doing their very best to try to find a nugget that can substantiate their claims that somehow or another the president's intent was to was to investigate or uncover some corruption related to the Bidens.
Well, Dan, I think Jim Jordan asked the two witnesses yesterday, do you see an impeachable offense here? They didn't.
Right. No. Nobody does. Nobody does. It's an investigation in search of a wrongdoing. You can't even say a crime. And how about one thing that did come out yesterday? I didn't even really know this. Burisma, the company that Hunter Biden works for, getting paid $50,000 a month, the CEO of that company at the time is an international criminal. I mean, wanted in countries and on the run. And this is the guy who's head of unbelievably corrupt. I mean, how dare anyone question the president when he wants to know if we're going to send missiles and aid and money to what's been classified as one of the most corrupt countries in the world, the Ukraine. Now, granted, the new president comes in, seems like a decent enough guy. Okay, but is that really enough that we start sending missiles and everything else? I mean, the Bidens were just a piece of the corruption and the most glaring example. That's why it came up. I mean, if the president didn't ask about corruption, then perhaps he should be questioned. But he did ask about it, and rightfully so.
Well, I know that the hearings are certainly going to generate a lot of comment, and I think yesterday it was clear to me that Congressman Schiff was intent on interrupting the Republicans at every chance he got. You know, do you think this can be a fair process? I know I don't think it is, but do you think it can be made into one?
Look, the procedures are unfair. If they were truly looking for innocence and guilt, they would have said to the Republicans, okay, let's talk about how to set up a fair process. Look at the players that are involved here, led by Adam Schiff, right? Adam Schiff is on record for lying. I mean, he lied about the Mueller report, saying he had added information a year and a half ago. He signed on to impeachment a year and a half ago, as did 160 other Democrats. So talk about this thing being predetermined. Adam Schiff gave that parody, a complete lie to the general public on what the phone call entailed, and he said he didn't meet with a whistleblower, and his staff did. And yet, Adam Schiff is now given the duty of prosecutor and jurist and witness advisor.
Why
right?
do you
tell witnesses what they can say and what they can't? This thing just stinks.
But Congressman, why do you think that it's in the hands of the Intelligence Committee instead of Judiciary, where all of the other ones have been?
Because Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, is in charge, and that's the way she wants it, and she's running roughshod over any established rules, and for one purpose and one purpose only, not to get to the truth, not what's in the interest of our country, to get the president. They feel this is their opportunity because they're not going to be able to win next November, and that's it. I mean, and I say that as objectively as I can.
Congressman, one of our listeners sends a note, says, please be patient, Congressman Muser. In time, all will be revealed about President Trump's crookedness. Just be patient, sends one of our listeners. Let me ask you this. One of our...
This has been going on for 3 years.
Okay, well,
millions and millions and millions of dollars spent. The deepest dive investigation ever in the history of perhaps the world. Okay? And that's not an overstatement.
Let me ask you, nothing has
been found.
Let me ask you this about, you certainly know the people in your district better than I would. I have a fear that this could backfire in middle America, that the president may be impeached in the House and then not convicted in the Senate, and they think that will be the black mark on his record that might be sufficient that folks would vote President Trump out. I personally don't favor the president. I'm not his ally, but I don't see that happening. I just think, I think if you say definitively it will help get the president out of office, I think you're exaggerating. What's your view on this idea of it backfiring and helping the president next fall?
Well, I think it's going to. I think that since there is no evidence, since the players are shameless and the procedures are flawed, I mean, I believe that the truth does come out. And since there is no evidence at this point, or I don't believe there will be, to support their claims, their unsubstantiated claims, the president, it's very likely the House is going to vote to impeach, right? And so you'll get all those members that are in swing districts that are going to vote to overturn
the majority of the voters in their districts, and we have at least 31 swing districts where the president won and a Democrat currently holds. So if we can win those 31 because of this, look, the president within 4 months, 3 months perhaps, will beat impeachment. Because again, there will be no evidence, and they need 2/3 vote in the Senate. So he's going to beat this. But the problem is, they want to keep the news cycle. They're hoping, they're praying to find something that they think might hold, and they want to keep the news cycle and muddy up the president as much as possible, because clearly they don't believe in their candidate's strength. And I wonder why that is. I mean, let's look at their candidates for a minute. I mean, you know, they're not so bad, ha-ha. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, I mean, she's great, right? I mean, she's got a health care plan that's only going to cost $52 trillion. You know, she also wants to ban fracking. You know, that's a great winning message for Pennsylvania. She's going to be a great candidate. You know, Joe Biden's on record saying that the first thing he's going to do if he's elected president is impeach Trump. The man actually said that. So that's a real
head scratcher. All right, so, we're out of your scheduled time. Anything else you want to add?
I just think that yes, I do think the truth will prevail. Sadly, the media puts on the news all their news forecast that plays into their narrative. So yeah, the people need to pay as much attention as they care to. There's really going to be nothing new. They'll try to sensationalize anything that comes out, and I'll keep them informed, as will I think Fred Keller and other members, because the last thing I'm ever going to do is misrepresent the facts or mislead the people of Pennsylvania.
All right. Thank you so much.
The president feels the same way, honestly.
You got an open mic here, telephonically or in person, anytime. Come back, Congressman Muser. We'd love to talk to you again. Thank you.
Keep up the good work, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I do appreciate that. Congressman Muser, in brand new, 11 months, 9th District U.S. Congressman. All right, we're going to do the intro to the show, and I'll do some news headlines. We'll take a break, line up your calls if you'd like to comment anything about the congressman's remarks, or we are talking about the impeachment. We are waiting for someone to say that we saw the definitive evidence that we need yesterday for an impeachment, that we saw it yesterday. So call us now, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us, as a half a dozen folks have done, at onthemark@wkok.com. Joe's going to have a reading party shortly. You can text us at 70236, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Motorists can expect some 10-minute delays on Route 147 today, as PennDOT will perform survey activities on the CSVT bridge beams. PennDOT tells us work will take place today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Surveyors will ensure the bridge has landed at precisely the I like that, like it flew out of the sky and just kind of landed there. Anyway, that it has landed at precisely the correct alignments, and the future work on the bridge, it will help them ensure proper elevations and other specifics. Are you familiar with this by chance, Joe? I know you don't get too far into the steel structure and all that sort of thing.
I'm aware that they're, you know, wrapping this up.
Oh, yes. Okay. Anyway, the survey work on the bridge beams will mean that traffic underneath has to be stopped for up to 10 minutes on Route 147 in Point Township. One Valley School District was on the news line this week talking about their Veterans Day activities, saying they also want to let you know that they have Veterans Day activities all year round, including a Veterans Awareness Club. Dr. Ricky Boyle, the acting superintendent at Danville, says it was started by a student.
That was approved in the September board meeting. It was a young man. His name is Blake Lizens. Blake wanted to have this club because we don't have a JROTC as the Danville School District. So this club was organized to raise awareness of the local veterans and establish a connection between them and the student body.
And that is Dr. Boyle, who said that they have a wider range of things all year round. A Pennsylvania county is signaling that it won't go along with Governor Tom Wolf's insistence that counties buy new voting systems as a security measure in the 2020 election, when the state is expected to be a premier presidential battleground. Dauphin County Commissioner Mike Preece said Wednesday that he's comfortable with the county's old machines. He said paper jams, long lines, and other problems occurred in counties that debuted new machines in last week's election. Wolf began pressing counties last year to get new voting machines that have a verifiable paper trail. That was after federal authorities warned Pennsylvania and other states that Russian hackers targeted them during the 2016 election. Wolf has warned that he'll decertify the county's old voting machines before the 2020 election. And in federal court, they are allowing a Kentucky man to personalize a license plate with the phrase, "I'm God." After a 3-year legal battle over the custom engraving, court documents show Ben Hart, a self-identified atheist, set out to get the Kentucky plate in 2016, but Hart's request was denied by the State Transportation Department on the basis it violated anti-discrimination guidelines. News outlets report similar plates had been approved before, including "Try God" and "No God." Kentucky's ACLU and the Freedom From Religion Foundation got involved to help Hart change the decision. In an opinion Wednesday by a U.S. District Court in Frankfurt, and the judge ruled vanity plates are private speech protected by the First Amendment and that the state had violated Hart's right by denying him that plate.
So does that mean we can put in pornographic things now? Because that's free speech, too.
I'm God. Well, they say no obscenities, but to say I'm God
why?
Is...
If free speech, if you can say you're God and that's free speech, why not obscenities?
I guess free speech is limited.
Apparently.
But not so much against saying I'm God.
It's okay to say you're God, but you can't curse or swear.
You can tell people to try God. Well, I think what happened is most of the individuals in the KDOT in Kentucky's Department of Transportation are Christians, and they thought, well, somebody else that to claim they're God, that's blasphemous. So they used that basis. Well, that's no argument on a state topic. You need to come up with something better than that. All right. Let's see.
Just so we got something here. One of our writers says, "You give your caller a final word. Why did you cut the congressman's call short? You are a true lefty." Well, that's directed at you, but
It's
the congressman gave us an exact amount of time he would be able to be on, and his time limit was over at 9:15.
Self.
And we tried to be respectful of his, he's kind enough to call in, take time out of his day.
No, and
we try to be respectful of his time limits.
And his people are nuts texting us saying, it's 9:15, it's 9:15. So, yeah, he cut himself off. But I was glad. I'm just grateful, and I wish our listener was, too, that he did make time to call us. He's very busy. If you follow his newsletter and everything, he's super busy during this time. Tragically, as he said, 50% of it is monitoring this impeachment.
Well, he knows that he can call here any time and get on, as does Congressman Keller, as do any of our elected officials. We always make time for them.
Right, absolutely.
So, and we're always respectful of the time limits they may give us.
Well, especially when they remind us.
Right.
Or as people remind us.
So I got to go now.
All right, I got to take a quickie break. Stand by, Fred. We will be right back.
Hey, you. It's time for Sunbury Motors to eat their remaining 2019 Ford leftovers. Choose from over 20 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes for as low as $17,585. Love compact SUVs? Sunbury Motors has the leader of the pack. The 2019 Ford 4x4 EcoSport slashed to just $20,525. SMC would give these away, but they know you'd feel guilty. Take up to $9,000 off new 2019 Ford Edges, up to $10,000 off new Ford 2019 Fusions, and up to an amazing $12,000 off on new 2019 Ford Expeditions. That's a whole lot of amazing. Pick from over 65 new 2019 leftover F-150s with total savings up to $14,750 off MSRP on 4x4 Super Cruise. Feast on Sunbury Motors 2019 Ford leftovers by November 30th before they're all gone. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving all of Central PA for 105 years. Gobble, gobble, hey.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I am so happy to say we got smooth sailing to the end of the show. Open phones, 35 minutes left. Light them up, folks. 1-800.
One of our listeners believes Mark and Shifty Schiff are first cousins.
Oh,
You saw your first cousin of 50 Schiff?
I don't know. It might be blood brothers. Who even knows?
One of our other emailers says, I think the hearing was boring except for Jim Gordon. Glad he was there for President Trump.
Did you see that little Q&A he did where he said, were you there? No. Did you talk to the president? No. Did you see the call? No. Were you on the call? Nope. Did you hear it? Nope. And you're the best witness?
Yes, they've got. Yeah, he was right. Oh, but the Democrats saw this was devastating testimony for the president.
Oh, was it?
This morning on CNN.
Well, read the first sentence of your CNN clipping, I think, if it's appropriate. Oh, let's get to Fred.
Well,
let's
get to Fred, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Fred, thank you so much for waiting. You're on the mark.
Sure. Got you.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Morning, fellas. I have one thing. Do you guys remember when Bill Clinton was impeached? Did he survive by one or two votes?
No, it was more than... Well, maybe it was. Wasn't Senator... our former Pennsylvania senator.
Specter?
Specter. Wasn't he one of the key votes? It was close, wasn't it? You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Turn down your radio. Yeah, you got to listen to just us. Turn down the radio. The broadcast is on a delay, and we're on real time, I guess.
Right. Got you.
Go ahead.
So you don't know for sure what he survived by?
I don't recall, no.
Somebody said it was like one vote.
Well, I know Arlen Specter everybody was upset with him, and maybe it was by one vote. It's terrible. It was definitely one vote.
I know, it was very close.
Yeah, it was one vote.
Was any president ever really impeached and thrown out?
Well, Nixon would have been, but
Andrew
the only
Johnson
other time
was.
Andrew Johnson was impeached but
right.
not convicted, and that was by one vote, Thomas Hart Benton.
Yeah.
Nobody else has been thrown out, though.
No president has been.
About the House vote, didn't they already take a vote on that? I thought they already did.
I think they probably voted to start this portion of the inquiry. I think that was
about
a
week or 10 days ago.
Right, Nancy called for that. Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
All right. Well, I agree with you, Mark. I don't think they have the votes in the Senate. I don't think they're going to get them.
I don't either.
Well,
really? Yeah,
that's general consensus of everybody, as near as I can tell. So, okay.
I have the answer for
Thank you.
I have your answer. The obstruction of justice, he won by, or was kept in office by a vote of 221 to 212 in the House. And I don't see what the Senate vote was. I'll have to keep looking for that.
Just on Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton. He was on grounds of perjury. The vote was 228 to 206, and then the obstruction of justice 221 to 212. But I don't.
But the Senate's only 100 votes. Right?
I know that was the House. What I was looking for was the Senate, but what it gave me was the House.
Right.
So I think it was probably close. In the Senate
as well. One vote. I don't know. Well, thanks.
Yes.
Thank you for
calling. Give me that when
Appreciate
I asked for it.
Joe, if you'd read the top corner email, please. That'll be the first. That's the most recent one in.
Trump is following the Constitution. Bottom line. Mark, if you believe Trump is wrong, then say Hillary should have been our president. But how? Tell your listeners how the USA would have been better off with the Dems.
Well, that is very good email. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So, go ahead. We're waiting.
Well,
here.
If we had a Democratic president, Democratic administration, I think the country might be somehow better off, but it'd be hard to verify. I don't see it. I don't agree with that. I'm not sure. I didn't vote for her.
One of our other listeners says, I watched all of the impeachment inquiry. I said before they could take a vote today and not tell anyone what it is. Then when they do take the vote, it'll be the same because it's all political. It's a coup trying to remove a sitting president. My takeaway, did not hear anything new, interesting, or even worthy of impeaching and removing a president of the United States.
And thanks for spelling coup correctly.
Yes.
That makes Joe happy.
It does.
He's kind of gets a warm feeling when people use
well,
the
when
correct
people
spelling.
Spell it COO, I think of coo.
Right,
you know what a
like
pigeon
with a baby,
does?
Or with a baby. A yeah, cooing with a baby. Daniel, or Dale, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I think this whole thing is a fiasco here. I mean, you got whistleblowers who want to throw gasoline on the fire, but they don't want to be exposure. I mean, where's the transparency in our democracy? You know, we can't get, them to show who's throwing the gasoline on this. I mean, I don't know. It's the whole thing is they're trying to get people to focus on talking points, both sides. If you stay away from trying to focus on getting the talking points, you'll realize that both sides committed crimes. Okay? So the only way to resolve this is to ask our military to come in and enforce martial law and stop this craziness. It's craziness. I mean, they're both incapable of being honest and trustworthy. So, you know, I think it's time for our military to step up and get rid of these little dumb people. I mean, this whole thing is so dumb, and it's just taking our taxpayers through the washing machine again. So, I mean, I don't see no other way. I can't focus in on any of the talking points because I refuse to be, you know, brainwashed. That's what they're doing. I mean, it don't make no sense. I mean, I wish our military would step up and just, you know, put them all in a holding cell for maybe 3 months and, you know, tell them, don't do this again, you know? Time for a timeout. It's time for a timeout because they're all...
They all need a timeout. Do you sit in the corner for a timeout, or do you?
I think we should put him in a corner.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. Yeah, good point.
I got the answer. There were two charges against Bill Clinton. First was perjury, and on that count, he was acquitted 55-45 in the Senate. 55-45. The other was obstruction of justice, and it was a 50-50 tie, and therefore it failed.
Oh, wow. Boy, isn't that something.
Right. So Arlen Specter was the deciding vote.
Wouldn't that be something.
Yeah.
Okay, that would have been historic. Okay. Thank you. Joe, upper right-hand corner when you're ready.
Right. Your caller's defending Trump by saying what was so bad with what he did, everybody does it, is very scary. So because every politician does something crooked, it's okay and par for the course. Have we really lowered the bar that low to accept what's anti our Constitution and just plain against the law because it's done by everyone? How sad, how scary.
All right, Chris, thanks for calling in. You are on the mark.
Yeah, Joe, first of all, it takes a two-thirds vote.
Say that again, I'm
sorry.
It
takes a two-thirds vote, right.
Yeah,
but it was 50-50.
55 is not one vote from two-thirds, or 50 isn't two votes from one-third.
Good point. Thank
yes,
you.
I'm sorry. I was thinking it was a standard vote.
Close, in other words.
Yes, you're right. I was thinking it was a regular vote, and I was just looking at that. But you're absolutely right. It's 60%. So I stand corrected.
67%.
67?
60,
no, I'm talking it takes
2/3. Two-thirds.
Two-thirds of 100 is 75?
66 2/3.
I can't confuse you this morning, can I?
Well, math was my subject,
okay.
But arithmetic wasn't, so
okay.
I could be wrong.
All right. Well, typically a vote in the Senate takes 60 votes, but impeachment would take more than that.
What else, Chris?
Well, I was impressed with the State Department people. They were competent, knowledgeable, nonpartisan. What more could you ask for?
The truth?
Well, they gave you the truth.
They gave us their opinion of the truth.
Well, and your comment about they didn't say it was an impeachable offense, they said that wasn't their judgment to make.
Well, they were asked whether or not they saw an impeachable offense.
And
I think if they thought they did,
that wasn't their decision to make. They
well,
didn't
that's
say
true.
There was one or there wasn't one.
But they didn't ask them to vote on it. They just asked them if they saw something they thought was impeachable.
Anything's impeachable. It's a Senate
But you're missing
decision.
The point.
That's
you're
the
missing
point.
The point.
They're there as a fact witness. They're not there to give their opinion.
Well, they're giving their opinions in some instances.
On things they're experts in, yes.
Well,
and one of their opinions was that...
Do you think they saw a crime? Do you think they saw an impeachable offense? Is that why they came forward? Or did they just come forward because they didn't have anything else to do?
They came forward because they were subpoenaed.
And they had an opinion about what the president did. They said they were troubled. If they were troubled, there must have been some reason
they
were troubled.
And they also said that they have never seen a president act make foreign aid conditional on a personal election subject before.
But they admit they admit they didn't know him, never met him, never had a conversation with him, never even saw the man in person.
No, but they were familiar with what Giuliani was doing. They were familiar with the phone call.
And so everything Giuliani does, the president has pre-approved?
Well, he's his personal lawyer, and he's the one who sent him there to talk to these people. So you could make that assumption pretty much, yes.
Okay. Well, you can make that assumption. I won't make it.
Oh, okay. And, well, you could call Giuliani and ask him.
Well, Rudy you and could, I aren't. Rudy's could, not on my speed dial. I'm sorry to tell you that.
I meant to the hearing.
Oh, okay.
To the hearing. If the Republicans want to clear him and they think Giuliani will do it, why haven't they asked him to be a witness?
Well, because an attorney-client relationship is privileged.
But that has nothing to do with being his attorney.
Well, it has everything to do with being his
and
attorney.
And also, you don't really know he's Trump's attorney. You only know that's how they refer to each other. But is there a contract there? You sign a contract to be with an attorney.
No, all you
pay
have to do is
money,
you have
right?
to make a payment. You have to retain him. Once you've given the attorney money, you have engaged the attorney.
Yeah, we don't have any proof of that, do
and
we?
And even if you haven't, if you consult an attorney based on the fact that you'd like to hire him.
Let me ask you this. Do you really think Trump was interested in anything but having the Zelensky announce he was investigating Biden and Clinton and the oil company?
I think he was interested in finding out how deep the corruption in the Ukraine went in the last election and what the potential for it was going forward.
He squelched the Manafort investigation and was happy with that.
What Manafort investigation of what?
The palace that Ukraine was investigating Manafort and cooperating with Mueller investigation. And the president then stopped that, put the Manafort investigation in a box where it would never become public, and it said he did that in order to curry favor with Trump.
And this was in the Mueller report?
The investigation was irritating Trump.
Must have missed this in the Mueller report. That sounds...
I told you that three times, and it's been well reported now.
Did you
and
hear that,
they,
Mark?
That quote is from the president. He said, we did it because we didn't want to do anything to irritate the president. That was his reason for doing it.
You just said the president said we didn't want to do anything to irritate the president. Who did you actually mean?
The president of Ukraine didn't want to do anything to irritate Trump.
But yet he did do something to irritate him. He did, if you believe the Democrats, he didn't launch an investigation into Joe Biden.
No, this is the previous president, Joe.
Oh, I thought he was corrupt. I thought he was a bad man, and everybody wanted to get rid of him because he lied and he didn't do good things.
That was the president before that guy, but the second one was pretty corrupt, too, where the State Department was suspicious of him because of his own Russian connection.
Okay. Should the president of the United States give away our taxpayer dollars when he has some question about whether or not the company, the country that's getting them?
He did,
and he had every reason to.
No, because the deal was he was going to, if Zelensky went and announced there was going to be an investigation of Biden and Clinton, the Bidens and Clinton, then the aid was going to flow.
All right, we got you. Wrap it
so
up, Chris. Go ahead.
That's asking for a political favor to affect an election by holding money that Congress had passed. Your congressman there, he was funny because that passed Congress. The money for it passed Congress. The money for it was signed for by the president. The money was approved by all the agencies who's supposed to look into corruption.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's face it.
One thing only.
We got to go, but we did.
The Biden investigation.
They did get the money. They got the money. There was no investigation. There was no quid pro quo. Have a nice day. We'll talk to you later, Chris. Have a good one. Bye.
Do you think it's proper?
Yes, I do.
All
right, Chris.
Oh, go.
thank
you're
you, Chris.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Oh, come on. All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. We got half a dozen more emails and texts now cooking, so we'll be reading those. But all four lines are now open, so call us now, 1-800-795-9565.
Hey, you, it's time for Sunbury Motors to eat their remaining 2019 Ford leftovers. Choose from over 20 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes for as low as $17,585. Love compact SUVs? Sunbury Motors has the leader of the pack, the 2019 Ford 4x4 EcoSport, slashed to just $20,525. SMC would give these away, but they know you'd feel guilty. Take up to $9,000 off new 2019 Ford Edges, up to $10,000 off new Ford 2019 Fusions, and up to an amazing $12,000 off on new 2019 Ford Expeditions. That's a whole lot of amazing. Pick from over 65 new 2019 leftover F-150s with total savings up to $14,750 off MSRP on 4x4 Super Cruise. Feast on Sunbury Motors 2019 Ford leftovers by November 30th before they're all gone. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving all of Central PA for 105 years. Gobble, gobble, hey.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565. Join the individual who is on hold, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. Joe, upper right-hand corner.
Yes, the writer says, to the caller on Fred Keller, Mark calls it like it is. Since going to his new post, Keller has fit right into Trump's swamp. Has Keller become Trump's number one supporter at any cost? Absolutely. It's an embarrassment watching Keller cheerlead on Trump's behalf. What happened to his doing anything for his constituents? Seems like all of his time is devoted to defending Mr. Trump. Keep up the good work, Mark. Calling it like it is refreshing in this day of corruption.
But
so anybody who supports the president is corrupt. See, that's what made America great. We believe anybody that disagrees with us has to be corrupt.
On the other hand,
Mark, you are two-faced, and it's not funny. You make statements like they are facts. You should not even be allowed in the same room as Mr. Keller. You are becoming more cynical every day. The shows have been going further left every day, and your hatred for our president is becoming more evident. Listening to your show is getting like watching MSN News. Joe, keep up the good fight. Thank you for being level-headed.
I certainly do not hate our president. I don't hate anybody.
No, if you say so.
But what I think you deleted two accidentally, incidentally.
No, I don't believe I did.
I think you did.
I don't believe so.
Go back and check it.
All right.
Joe, you're Joe, not McGranahan. Joe, our good caller from Sunbury, you're on the mark.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. The question that I also have that somebody else had raised earlier is if the president could run again after he was removed from office. And I wondered about that for a while, so I looked up the clause in the Constitution, and it's very brief. It says, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal of office, comma, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. And that's, I think, the part that people have been wondering about, myself included. So without me giving my opinion, what do you think that means with the comma and disqualification?
Well, it sounds like he couldn't run again if he's impeached and thrown out.
If he's impeached, he could run again. I mean, if...
Right, but I mean...
But if he's convicted...
And removed. It says, and then there's a comma, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor.
Well, that would have to be true, because you can only be convicted of high crimes, misdemeanors, and treason. So if you were convicted of those in the Senate, that probably would preclude you from running again.
Right. So what I think is happening is that they have two options, that they can remove him and allow him to run again for any office, because later on, this in what I've read is that there was an example of this in 1989. It was actually the judge, Elise Hastings, was removed by the Senate, but later he won an election for the House, and he continues to serve today. So there's an example. It sounds like the Senate has like two things they can impose. They can remove you and allow you to run again, or they can remove you and disqualify you from running, probably on the severity of what you have done, if that sounds reasonable.
That does.
Okay.
I think that's what that means, and with the example of the judge running for the House. But secondly, maybe that would clear up or confuse people listening, but the second thing I have is about this investigation, And I would like to ask a question. I'm not even sure the answer, and that's a dangerous thing. So I'm saying that in the past I've heard this statement, let's have an investigation and see where the facts take us. Now, we've heard that before, right?
Right.
Maybe it was, I'm not sure, was it Kavanaugh and different things like, different situations like that. And that, I think that for some would apply to the what Donald Trump is saying, let's investigate this corruption of Ukraine with our, you know, our taxpayers' money. And I think Donald Trump truly does not want our taxpayer money wasted. Some of the things that he's done in the past, as you know, the where he's forced, is it NATO, to pay their share, their fair share, and the other things like that, where he's doing things against the grain a little bit. So I think he's saying investigate, and if it happens to, you know, encompass the Bidens, so be it. But I think part of it, at least, if there's two paths, you know, one is to investigate what our, what's happening with our money. And, you know, the military, the aid that we send over there, I mean, he surely wouldn't allow it if they turned, you know, those rockets against, you know, their own army, or, yeah, I know there's a couple of factions fighting over there, but the part where it says, you know, let us have an investigation and let the facts, why aren't other people, I mean, there's progressives that don't want to seem to do that now.
Oh, who knows? Okay, thank you so much.
Excellent point, Joe. Yep. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate the call.
Call Cindy, again.
Cindy, stand by. We got to stay on schedule. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Upper right-hand corner, Joe.
Since I agree Mark is taking the program way to the left, I proudly voted for Fred Keller.
I certainly would have voted for him if I could.
You would have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Well, I didn't know it was going to turn out to be part of Trump's swamp.
So would you vote for him now?
It depends on who he's up against. Depends on who else, the other choice. I'd be hesitant. Cindy, you're on the Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You know, I just want to say that I was furious listening to the hearing yesterday when I learned that we're sending billions of dollars taken from hardworking Americans over to buy into this whole repeat Vietnam nonsense with the Ukraine. I'm just furious. I cannot believe. Anyone listening to the testimony of those people yesterday surely would have had a sense of deja vu all over again. Here they were, you know, once again, we're going to stand in the way of aggression. Once again, we're going to stop one country from abusing another country. And it all started when we were pouring money and in Vietnam, when we were pouring money and advice. And the next thing you know, what was it, 50,000 Americans died. This is just ridiculous. If there is really a problem, then it's up to the NATO members who are right there on their back door. France, England, Germany, Austria, Poland, all of those countries should be expending their precious tax dollars, sending their military advisors in there. But no, once again, our country gets dragged into squandering our money in this kind of stuff. That's what has me furious.
We have to ensure our foothold in that part of Europe.
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't, actually.
Thank you. You're right.
And I don't think that the Ukrainian people are morons. They're more than capable of managing their own affairs without us interfering with them. And at the same time that they're talking about how they're sending billions of American tax dollars over there, they're talking with gratitude about all of the legislators who have traveled, of course, at our expense, yet more cost, over there to look at what? To look at what? I mean, it's just patently absurd. And shame on Congress for getting us dragged into yet another one of these things. Shame on them for spending billions of dollars. These hypocrites get on television and say, oh, the poor children, oh, the hungry old people, oh, nobody has health care. Well, no wonder, because you're spending it buying weapons to arm yet another country. That's where the money's going. And that's the shame of it all, as far as I'm concerned.
That's disappointing.
It's past disappointing. It's appalling. That Ken Burns special about Vietnam opened my eyes to how the government flagrantly lied to the American people, squandered billions of dollars, and never mind that, thousands and thousands of lives. in a failed attempt to control the aggression of one country against another, claiming that we had interests in it, you know? Even yesterday, the one ambassador acknowledged that they couldn't say what would happen if they didn't get the money. And they talked at length about the corruption. So it's like Egypt. We're just pouring billions of tax dollars into another corrupt regime. And now they want to persecute the president for trying to interfere with that? I'm grateful he is. He should not be doing it. And shame on Congress for squandering our money this way.
Well, one of our texters says, sorry, Cindy, we give our blood and money for freedom. Welcome to America.
And
we don't have to do that for, right. for our own people? Yes. For Americans? Yes. For the United States? Yes. But for every other country in the world, no. We have no obligation. Show me where it says in the Declaration of Independence, in any of the arguments that were made to pass the Constitution, or in the Constitution itself, we will run the world. It is nowhere there.
All
right. If those people want freedom, they should stand up and get it for themselves.
Okay. Right. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Cindy.
Really, really appreciate the call. We would have time for a speedy dialer. They'd have to be awful fast. 1-800-795-9565. We want to remind folks that On the Mark's been brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They got a fabulous website. I've checked it out 100 times. I've punched in that I would like to have an F-650 dump truck with dual axles in the back and a dump body on it with the little window so you can see not only out of the back of the truck but through the dump body itself, but a screen to protect it from brokenness. And all-wheel drive. It's got to have four-wheel drive on a sunroof and a power rear window, and it's got to have the hydraulic lift so it could dump.
A sunroof and a dump truck?
Well,
not like putting a flower
the cab is going to be like going in luxury, baby. It's going to be a double cab. And guess what? This is a little unusual truck that I'm building, but guess what? You can do that. You can either do it online when you build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. My case will be a Ford, but you can build your precise. Maybe you need a minivan that's got just the right accoutrements. Well, I'll tell you what, the Honda Santa Fe is the cat's meow. It's one of the most popular cars from Hyundai and one of the most popular cars at the Sunbury Motor Company. Key to all of this is online, sunburymotors.com. You can build what you need, do what you need, and make your vehicle perfect at the Sunbury Motor Company. Joe.
All right, so let's look at what politicians get us into, giving millions of dollars to nations that are older than us. When will we stop thinking money will solve anything?
Right, that's agreeing with Cindy. Hit delete and
read
the next
one. One of our texters says, tomorrow's impeachment hearings will be behind closed doors because the person on the phone call doesn't want the public to hear the truth. The Trump administration is corrupt. Actually, Bob, that's not why. It's because the guy's an eavesdropper who may or may not have heard anything relevant to this whole process. But, you know, be that as it may. And then another writer says, so many times I started writing to you and I stopped because I know that it won't change anything, but here I go. When are you ever going to start treating Chris the same as everyone else? He is rude, and according to him, he is always right, and he talks about other callers in a way that is very disheartening. I don't know who he is or who he thinks he is, but he is the rudest person that calls into the show. Please don't say that everyone is treated the same, because when it comes to Chris, there are no limits to his ignorance.
Alrighty. Noted.
There we go. Well, I think Chris sometimes makes some excellent points, but he's tough, and I try to be tough back at him.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 10 o'clock.